It's bad because most people in addiction and in recovery can be in a room full of people and feel alone because they're dealing with something, an underlying issue that they have never addressed, or they buried for so long and don't want to address it. So they're trying to cover it up.
That was Jimmy Vibbert, the Celebrate Recovery leader at River Lake Church in Glasgow. Vibbert leads the weekly meeting at the church and is in recovery himself. He said success in recovery is all about relying on someone. He said he's seen people try to do it on their own, and the next time he sees them, they're back in jail or back in a rehab. In rural communities like ours, we tend to run into people we know just about everywhere we go. Vibbert says this can make it especially tough on those trying to stay sober.
Yeah, I think it is tremendously harder. Because it's easy to be sucked back in because it only takes one time. You see somebody, you know, hey, come talk to me, and then next thing you know, race is on, here we go.
Vibbert says addiction is something you carry around with you all the time, and it's hard for someone who's never dealt with it to understand that saying just quit really doesn't work.
Quit eating. Quit smoking. Quit playing on your phone. Quit gossiping. Quit looking at pornography.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy. Mm-mm. It's not easy to quit something that makes you feel comfortable.
Vibbert said when it comes to the Celebrate Recovery meetings, families are encouraged to attend with their loved ones because he says the goal in the end is getting back to family.
And it's a family-oriented place. We don't want just the addict coming or the people that's got a hurt, have a hurt. We want the family to come to support them because it started with a family. And that's what we're going to continue to as a family.
Celebrate Recovery meets every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 at River Lake. Anyone facing any kind of addiction is welcome to attend. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.